This is Sam. Thank you for visiting TeachBible.org's Daily Insight for April the 23rd. Today's Bible verse is from the book of Sam, 119, verse 71. It says there, "It is good for me that I was troubled, so that I might learn your law." End of quote. Nobody wants to get afflicted. No one wants to get into trouble either. You see, nobody goes and looking for afflictions and troubles. The truth is, troubles and afflictions automatically visit us, even if you like it or not. In some cases, we get into trouble due to our foolishness. Other times, you did right and others did not like you or what you were doing. Additionally, living in this sin-bound world naturally results in sickness, health issues, and relationships issues. However, the Bible affirms God is intimately involved with all your troubles. It was true about Job. It was true about Joseph. This was true about Daniel. It was also true about David, Paul, and even the Son of God, Jesus Christ. God is intimately involved with the troubles. This awareness can comfort us. God is intimately aware and involved with my sufferings because He knows and He is involved in my pains and sufferings. Not only do I have hope of deliverance, but also help and comfort in the midst of it. Our today's insight says, "It is good for me that I was troubled, so that I might learn your law." End of quote. C.S. Lewis said this, "God whispers in our pleasure, but He shouts in our pain." End of quote. Someone else said, "Afflictions are God's loudspeakers to get our attention to Him and His Word." Our insights teach us one of the reasons why God allows affliction is to prepare us to know Him in a deeper fashion and teach us certain valuable spiritual lessons we should not otherwise learn. Psalmist says, "It is good for me that I was troubled so that I might learn your law." Do not ignore the fact that there are people who would not use such God-approved troubles to learn. They try to go deep into disobedience and rebelliousness. You see, we as parents also face the same issue. A good child will learn from the discipline of their parents. A wayward child would use it to harden his or her heart toward the parents. You see, the choice is ours. However, our choice determines our future well-being and how God could use us again in His unique and sovereign ways. Job, in his severe suffering, said this, and it is recorded in the book of Job. He said, "I had heard of you only by the hearing of my ears, but now my eye sees you. So I hate the things that I have said, and I put dust and ashes on myself to show how sorry I am." End of quote. His afflictions helped him to see God, so he repented about the way he talked before. He said that I put him in dust and ashes to show how sorry he was. You see, true repentance was the result of Job. The result was double blessings. Although he lost all in its first place, eventually God blessed him two times. Beloved, your personal afflictions would also cause you to see God because you only heard about Him before. Now, through your sufferings and pains, you look at Him and He looks at your face. You want to know more about Him and His Word that is recorded in the pages of the Bible. Sometimes God allows affliction so that you would learn the priorities of life. Of course, your children and family are important. Your job is important. Your health is important. But more than all, you need God's blessings, salvation, and eternal life. You must make sure your future is safe and secure. You need the true peace, real joy, and the assurance of hope for the future. Bible says these are heavenly spiritual blessings God grants you in the person of Jesus Christ. God heals and saves you in Jesus Christ first, because Jesus died, buried, and rose again for your sins and for your spiritual healing. Got a moment for today's prayer? Pray after me. Father in heaven, may my faith and trust in you may increase. Many fold through the circumstances of my life. I only heard about you before. Now I want to see you and learn more about you. I believe you sent Jesus to die for my sins, to save me and grant me eternal life. I accept Jesus as my Savior and Lord. In Jesus Christ's name I pray, Amen. May the love, presence, and the blessings of the Lord be with you today and for the rest of your life. May His name be glorified in and through you. Thank you.